This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're in the middle of an amazing sugya, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings the following shaila. I'll pull up the Marma Kaimais. The shaila was, Yishmael ish kfar yama v'amrila ish kfar di yama he'ela v'yadai. Yishmael, a man of the village of the sea, it's amazing, two versions, kfar yama or kfar di yama. He'ela v'yadai, he had the following shaila. Batzel she'akroi b'shvias, an onion that you uprooted it in Shemitah, v'natoi b'shminis, and then you planted it in the eighth year. An onion that grew in Shemitah is Aser. But then when you uproot it and you plant in the eighth year, the additional growth, presumably, is Mutter. Verabu gidulav al ikarai. And now, the growth is the majority over the Ikar, but not just the majority, it's enough technically to be Mavatalit. What's the Shaila v'hacha kami v'ile? The Shaila is as follows. Gidulav heter v'ikarai Aser. The two facts are the growth grew in the eighth year. So the growth when in a laboratory is mutter. The growth developed completely in the eighth year. But the bulb itself grew in the Shemitah, the Ikara Yasser. The bulb grew in the seventh year, and it's Aser. So do we say Kivan Darabu Gidulav Meikarai Oisan Gidule Heter Malanasesser? Do we say since the growth is the majority, so that which grew is Mavataliasir? The growth is Mutter. The Iker was Asir, but now it's maybe Batal Vashishim Oilai or not. As we pointed out, the strict language of the Gemara seems to say that the gidulav are heter, and the ikur is aser, so what's the shaila? Do we say bitul, or do we not say bitul? Which seems to indicate the gidulav are for sure mutter. The growth is for sure mutter. The shaila is it mevatel the ikur or not? Is it mevatel the ikur or not? That's how most Rishonim learn. The Rush, Tosfos, and others, they learn the shaila is, do we say bitul or not? So you'll say, well, why would the gidulin for sure be mutter? Didn't they grow from the iser? Aren't they like davar hayotze min ha'aser? So we'll have to deal with that question. But the Ran says the shaila is not only on bitul. The shaila is, actually the Ran learns, we definitely do say bitul. The shaila is, do we say that, you know why there's no bitul? Because the gidulin itself are asr. Because it came from a davar asr. So the Ran, we'll read the Ran again. The Ran says, Lav revia b'chud ka'amar. This is not just roiv. Ela revia shekiyoitzeba b'midi da'asime alma hayaba kedei levatel eso isr. It's a roiv. That would be enough to be mavatal yisr. Miu begidulan mesafkalei igidulei heter malenes yisr alei. By gidulan, we're mesupik if gidulei heter are mala the yisr or not. Meaning, the shaila is, do we say bitul? However, the Ran says, venerali de ikr sveika I amrinan de gidulan, kivan shenem shachin veyoitzim in a ikr she'enoi kala. The Ran says the suffix is, do we say that gidulin, since they are drawn and come out of the ikar, because the ikar bulb, we're talking about a seed that doesn't decompose, ihavaluhu ke ikar, are they like the ikar, are they like the bulb, the asiri and their asir, ihavaluhu ke heter, or are they like heter, umalen es ho'isr, and their mevatel? So in other words, the shaila is, do we say bitul? Or, not only do we not say bitul, but the gidulin themselves are usr. Which seems like both studim say that you would say bitul. The problem, though, is maybe the way we look at it is that the gidulin are coming from a davar asar, so the gidulin remain asar themselves. So the shaila is really on the gidulin. It's not, do you say bittul? You do say bittul. The thing is, the gidulin may be asar because they grew from a davar asar. The Ran says, "Uvedinhu dehavalei labim boi gidulin atzman shari ayasiri." Really, the Gemara could have had a shaila: is the growth mutar or asar? But it's really dependent on whether the ikur is asar. If the ikur is asar, then the gidulin will be asar. If the ikur is mutter because it's batal, so then obviously the gedulin are mutter. Miu habahatalyu the e gedule heter malin asas. If it's mavatal, pshita de shari vi ein malin. And if they're not mavatal, then they themselves would be aser. That's how the Ran learns. The Ran learns the shaila is, do we say the gedulin themselves are mutter or aser? Which, like I mentioned, both Stadim would say that you could say Bittul. The only Shaila is, do we say, since it's Yoytse Min Ha'asr, is it Asr or not? And we're going to have to deal with the fact, well, why not? And is it so Pasha that the Gidulin can be Mavatal, the Isr itself? Because let's see the Rush and Tosis. Let's try to make it a little bit bigger. Gidulav heter v'ikari aser, pshita li de gidulav mutaren. The Rush says it's a davar pashat, that whatever grows is going to be mutar, even if it's not roiv, afilu loy rabu. Why? Ki ha'ikar eni yachal avatel ha'gidulen. The ikar can't be mavatel the gidulen. The Rush says even without roiv, the gidulen will for sure be mutar. Now we'll have to deal with, well, what does the Rush do with what the Ran says? Isn't it coming from a davar asar? Now, so what's the shaila? If the gedulin are for sure mutter, what's the shaila? The shaila is on the ikar. Is the roiv mevatel the ikar? Why would it? Because of bittul. Why would it not? So the Rush says, v'yafa gav de ikar loy mevatel gedulin. Even though the ikur will never be mevatal the gedulin, hainu mishum shegedulin chashivi. That's because the gedulin are chashav. She tamid gedelin v'holchen. They always grow at and continue. Now, it almost sounds like, why don't we say, well, the gedulin are usher because it comes from the ikur, like the Ran said. It sounds like we'll be we won't say that, like that it's considered davar hayotze min ha'asar, because since it always growing, it's always continuously growing, it almost becomes the primary. So it becomes a primary. You can't say, oh, this is yotze min ha'asar. It took on a life of its own. It's more focused, more primary than the ikar. The ikar is stationary, it's status quo, it's plateaued. Since the gidulin are just constantly flourishing, we don't view it as where it came from, but as we're going to see, there's another svara that the Shita Mikovetza says that maybe the Rush is subscribing to, and that is zevazeh goyrim is mutter. What does it mean, zevazeh goyrim? Yes, the gidulim are produced by the bulb, but it's also produced by the ground in the eighth year. So you'll say, but both are causing it. Well, maybe our sugya goes according to the opinion zevazeh goyrim is mutter. That's how the Shita Mikubetzes learns the sugya. But I don't know if that's what the Rush is. His words seem to indicate the fact that the gidulin are so chashuv, shetamid gedelin v'holchin, that might be the reason why it's not affected by the ikar. Oy dilmo, or maybe ki hechi, so that would be the tzad. We're saying that even though the ikur is not mevatel the gidulin, that's because the gidulin is chashiv. But maybe the gidulin is mevatel the ikur. No, oydimo ki heichi deloy mevatel ikur le gidulin. Maybe just like the ikur is not mevatel the gidulin, hachinami loy mevatlen gidulin le ikur. Maybe the gidulin is not mevatel the ikur. It's not like other Isurin Shemavatlin Barov. Why wouldn't we say Bittul? Meaning the Ran learns both Tzadim say Bittul. It's just maybe the Gedulin are Aser because it's Yoytzei Min HaAser. Here, maybe we wouldn't say Bittul. Why? Misham Dahanach Loimis Arvi Lagamri, because they're not really fully mixed. Yachad. Elo Nitoisu Gedulin Al HaIkar. The Gedulin are just added to the Iker. We said this Svara while we were learning the Gemara. Meaning, the way the Rush learns, the Shaila is, do you say Bittul or not? On the one hand, maybe we do. Because even though the Iker is not Mevatel, the Gedulin is Mevatel, the Iker. Or do we say, no, we can't say Bittul because they're not really fully mixed. That's how the Rush learns. The Gedulin are Mutter. Now the Shaila is it Mevatel? Do we say it is because it's chashiv, or maybe not because it's not mixed well? Tosfos says ikaran aser. The shaila is, why would you not say bittul? Again, the Rush says you wouldn't say bittul because it's not misarvi tve. It's not mixed well. The Tosfos, look where the icon is, Dinehi de midairaisa batal baroif. Tosfos says, of course midairaisa is batal. Shema chachomim hichmiru, maybe the chachomim were machmir, kivan de ikr chashuv veloi batal. The ikr is so chashuv, after all, that's where it came from. And so maybe midrabanan, there's a chumra that it's not batal. Midrabanan hudumi bailai. Then Tosfos brings Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. Why don't we say Zev v'zeh goyrem mutter? Because the karka is heter. So why don't we say Zev v'zeh goyrem mutter? So I'm not sure I understand that. Because we are saying Zev v'zeh goyrem mutter. We're saying the Gedulin are mutter. So the Hagos Tziyunim changes the Girsa. Why don't we say Zev v'zeh goyrem aser? Why don't we aser the Gedulin because Zev v'zeh goyrem aser? And the answer is this Shita holds Zev v'zeh goyrem is mutter. So the Gedulin are for sure mutter because Zev v'zeh goyrem is mutter. The way, right, you hear this Gersa? Again, the question is, we applied for the Rush. Why are the Gedulin for sure mutter? Because Zev v'zeh goyrem is mutter. Why would you not say bittul? The Rush says because it's not mixed well. Tosfos says because it's chashav. So midrabanan, it's not bittul. Here he's bringing the question of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. Why don't we say zev v'zeh goyrem aser? And therefore the gedulim should be aser. So he says, no, this shita holds zev v'zeh goyrem is mutter. He brings a question, V'kasha l'haram, d'hacha chad goyrim hu. D'karka lo'y chashvin an lo'la goyrim. There's only one goyrim, the land is not a goyrim. Like we see in Elu Trefais. Because the goyrim of karka is not a goyrim. So he doesn't feel that zev v'zeh goyrem mutter would be enough because the karka is not a goyrem. So he says, no, zev v'zeh goyrem doesn't apply over here. Only where the goyrem de iser is be'en. But here the goyrem of iser is not be'en because it's batal. It's misbatel begidulim ve'enoy be'en she'enoy nikar lo'y shayach zev v'zeh goyrem. So Tosfos seems to be saying that the reason why the gidulim are for sure mutter is because zevet. The reason the gidulim are for sure mutter is because we won't apply. Again, the Tosfos is assuming that you can't say zevet ze goyrim here because the karka is not a goyrim. If that's the case, the only goyrim is the ikur. So we should say there's only one goyrim. The goyrim is the ikur. So the answer seems to be the ikur is batal. Again, the Ran learns you definitely would say bitul. The shaila is, do we say it's yoytzei min ha'asar or not? The Rush and Tosfos seem to say, the question is, do we say bitul? Why would we not? Maybe because it's chashuv. Maybe it's because it's not nisariv yafe. Why are the gidulim for sure mutter? The bulb is the only goyrim here? No, that's not really a real goyrim. The svara to say the ikar is batal is so strong, makes it that the gidulim are for sure mutter. Now the shaila is, meaning the gidulim are mevatel the ikar to an extent where we don't say the ikar goyrim is the bulb. But whether they're actually mevatel the ikar, that's the shaila according to Tosfos. Just to show you, there's a sefer called Shaila Sutshuva is. Nachalas Baruch. He brings a summary of the Machlokes, the Rush and the Ran. He says, "V'hinei b'had depligi amaroi igidula isem avalen eso ikar nechalku rabusa da Tosfos and the Meiri and the Rush and the Shittim Kavetzas kulam kasvu demad sheni toisa b'batzal mutter. Whatever increase is mutter l'kuleyama. V'ameiri v'ashittim kavetzas kasvu taima demilsa." The reason why the gedulin are mutter is the have a zev zegorim. It's zev zegorim. The ha'ikar aser. The bulb is aser. The yinikas hakarka shel heter garmu, and the nourishing of the ground of heter caused the gedulin sheyavayu. The chalhani amaroi savri the zev zegorim mutter. The shita and the meiri say this sugya holds zev zegorim is mutter. So what's the pshat in the manda oiser? No, the manda oiser holds you can't be mevatel the ikar. It's chashav, so therefore it's not batal. The Rush says, "Demashnas gadla inemus ariv yafa beikar." It's not mixed well. Mishem hachi ein loymar sheinoy batal. Beika lameymar sheinoy batal. Therefore, you could say it's not batal. The Ran says no. The Ran says the machloikis is dehani emaroy pligi imashni tosav bebatzel hu mutter oiloy. Is the addition mutter or not? Demand the oyser soiver, the one that asers holds. Kivin the mashin tois of nimshach meno ikur haaser harihin kamaisai. And when the Gemara says gidula of heter v'ikare aser, kivin the rabu gidula of malin asis arloi, the shaila is not just is it mevatelet, is are the gidulin mutter aser? Kavanas the Gemara daminon arloi. The oiloi is even not just, it's not mavato the ikur, but it's the gidulim themselves would be asur. Hanu da gidulim gam ken asur and the kibin shem nem shachem in a isa arehin kamoisai. So he has an interesting shaila in the Ran where the gidulim are asur. Is it just that you're not allowed to eat the gidulim? Because we're talking about Gidulin of Shemitah. That they were talking about Ikar of Shemitah, and then it grew more in the eighth year. Do we say, since it's drawn from the Shemitah year, it's Aser, and there's no Heter of Zev Zegorim, Or do we say, no, this is... But you're not going to get Malkus. You're not going to get Malkus if you eat the Gedulin, because not like eating Shemitah. It's just, you don't have a heter on it of Zevezeh Goyrim. But you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus for eating. Or do we look at it like Mamish, the Isser of Shvius expanded, so you're actually consuming the Peirois of Shvius, and if we warned you not to eat it, you're going to get Malkus for eating it. How far-reaching is the Isser in the Ran? I mean, this idea that it's Nimshach Min HaIsser. So is it Nimshach Min HaIsser and there's just no heter? Or is it like actually eating Shemitah and you're going to be Chayiv Malkus for consuming it? Okay, hopefully, you know, we got a little bit of clarity of these two approaches of learning the Sugya. Namely, according to the Ran, there definitely would be Bittel. The fact that it's chashuv, the fact that it's nesari, not nesari of yafeh, the Ran dismisses. There's only one shaila. Do we say the gidulin are nimshach min ha'iser or not? Why would we say not? Maybe because of zevezeh goyrim. The Rosh and the Toisvis and the Meiri, they learn the gidulim are for sure mutter. Why? Zevezeh goyrim. The shaila is it mevatel the ikar or not? Toisvis just throws in a din that, in his opinion, it's not zevezeh. It's only one goyrim, namely the bulb. However, so why aren't the gedulim for sure aser? No, the gedulim, since they're roiv, they're mevatel the ikar from rendering them aser. They're the ikar. They're the ikar. Maybe the Rosh also said a svara. They're hoylech v'nesgadel. So therefore, the ikar cannot affect the gedulim, because the gedulim are the primary item over here. The ikar is and was and will be whatever it was. There's only one ikar here, and that's the gidulin. And now the shaila is it mevatel the ikar? All right, that's what we got. The Rosh said that no matter what, the Gidulim are going to be mutter.
From day one, even if they're much smaller.
Even if they're smaller. Afilu loy rabu. That the Iker cannot affect the Gidulim. Why? L'chayra because Zevezeh Gare mutter.
Doesn't say that, the Rosh.
True. The Rosh does not say that. What's a Rosh Hasvara? That's Hoylech v'Nesgadel. That's what it seems like. The Rosh Hasvara seems to be the growth is the main thing. The growth has vitality. It could get bigger, irrespective of what size it is right now. It's the Iker does not affect the Gedulin, right? I mean, that's what the Rosh says. V'afgav the Iker loy mevato Gedulin. Hayin mishum shegedulin chashivi shetamed gedelin v'holchen. The Svar of Zevezeh Goyrim is what the Shita Mekubetza says. Okay, but you're right. And we pointed this out. The Rosh does not bring in Zevezeh Goyrim.
So there are other ways to learn the Gemara to make it fit in. Why do we have to come on to Zevezeh Goyrim?
Because the Rosh is not clear why we're not worried about the factor that it's coming from a Davar Aser. Although, like we pointed out, I think it's because Mishum shagidulav chashivi shetamed gedelen b'holchen. Well, I think it's because of what he says on the second wide line. You know, I think the Shittim Kabetzes learns different, says explicitly differently. The Meiri says explicitly differently. But you're right, you know, he doesn't say that. And then there's the Svar of Toisvis that, in his opinion, it's not, the Karka's contribution is not relevant, Toisvis says. So then, if the only thing is it's growing from the Iker, So why is that okay? He says, nah, it's batal. The gidulim are mevatalet. So if almost like the gidulim are so primary that it's not considered nourishing from a davar aser. Okay, Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.